This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. Another hour ready to roll. We're going to talk about good news at the bottom of the hour on an 8-year low for motor vehicle fatalities. What's going on there? We'll talk to Terry Weaver of the North Dakota Safety Council and also the DOT, the Department of Transportation. They've launched this zero program, you know, like shoot for zero fatalities. So something's working. This front half of the program, the hour rather, we have time to talk about whatever you'd like. Some texts I didn't get to last hour. Some calls I didn't get to last hour. So lay it on us. 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number is 701-258-0550. You could text me. 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. 226-8503. Either way. On What's on Your Mind, the show we call What's on Your Mind for a very important reason. We're here for you. We want to know what's on your mind. You tell us, okay? Anything and everything. I think there's something we're not covering enough, something you want more of, less of. Bring it on. We're here to serve you. Get you answers, whatever we can do. Texter says, I farm. I've never once bought a new tractor, new combine, new pickup, and I borrow more money to put my crop in every year than most people make in 20 years. I borrow more money to put my crop in every year than most people make in 20 years. That statement, folks, I've departed from the text now. I'll return to it in a second, but this is a little commentary in the middle of the text. That comment about having to borrow more money to put in a crop every year than most people make in 20 years is exactly why I have the admiration, respect, deference to our friends in the ag world. They're feeding us, and they're risking enormous sums of money. So, let's listen. Let's pay attention. That caller doesn't have a clue, referring to a call we played last hour. It basically says, you know, I think these guys are okay. I think they're fine. Not all of us drive new tractors and pickups and are swimming in money. Also, to the other caller, I can't pay my banker back by giving him bushels of soybeans and canola. He wants cash. Heating my house costs peanuts compared to what farming costs. Just so you know, I support President Trump 100%. Doesn't mean I don't lay awake at night thinking about this stuff. I'll bet you do. Appreciate that text and certainly have an enormous amount of empathy for you as well. And once again, another example of my point of people seeing the long-term gain that could come from the short-term pain that's happening right now, to be reciprocal, right? Reciprocal. Another texter, weren't you going to play another bit of audio from Heidi Heitkamp? Didn't I play that? Todd, did I play both cuts? How's your memory? I played both of them, didn't I? You had the amazing thing about Obama.
I just played one.
I only played one?
I think so.
Did I? How did I forget? Well, okay. I'm glad. See, this is the thing. You're keeping me on task, folks. Maybe I got a call or something here, got distracted, and I didn't come back to it. Very, very sorry. So the first clip I played was Heidi Heitkamp at a debate with John Hoeven, and NAFTA came up, and fair trade, and she talked about, you know, how mad she was that the trade agreements didn't allow reciprocal treatment for the Canadians, which, by the way, is what the president's arguing for here, and also talked about how she hated NAFTA, and now she claims to love NAFTA, and how great NAFTA is, and Trump screwed up NAFTA. Well, she's a NAFTA fan, too, right there on record. Being somebody or not is really tough. That's not easy. It really isn't anything at all. Okay, here it is. Here's the other cut. This was in Denver at the Democratic Convention in which, remember, Barack Obama won the day over Hillary Clinton, right? Went down to the wire, but Obama won. You've heard the clips where she talks about how Hillary would be the greatest president ever. Remember this one where she not only talks about Hillary, but she said, you know, both Obama and Hillary. I swear I played this. Todd says I didn't play it. He would know. And she's being interviewed by a family member about all these questions. Here it is.
I thought she was amazing. I think Barack Obama is going to be amazing. And I think that we are on our way to a better United States in the next 8 years.
And I have to say that last night you come and everybody gets certain things from speeches, but when she brought up Harriet Tubman, and when you hear the dogs, keep going, and when you see the lanterns, keep going, and when she said that, it's not often after being involved in politics this long that I still get goosebumps the way I got them last night, but you know, I started screaming like we'd won the Class B basketball tournament. It was so good. It was so good. And it just reminded me why Hillary Clinton is part of this party, why I'm so proud she is.
Yeah. She was amazing. And I'm sure that Barack Obama is going to be amazing. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yes, amazing, 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 amazing. Meanwhile, on the campaign trail, no, I get along fine with Trump, but I'm kind of in the middle here. No. Nobody in the middle calls Barack Obama amazing. Nobody in the middle calls Hillary Clinton amazing. Don't do it. Phony baloney. And a texter says, I played it. So I'm not losing my marbles, Todd. You are, just so you know. I have every marble I've ever had. Todd is a marble short, at least if this call is right. They could be deciding with me to you know, kind of goad you on a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Could be. Could be. I don't know. 258-0550 is our telephone number. Let's see here. There's a bunch of texts I've not gotten to. Maybe I'm confused. Will you please tell me who Heidi was elected to represent? Well, that'd be you. That'd be you. But the deal is when you're a liberal Democrat in North Dakota, you have to campaign as though you're not who you are, so as to get people to vote for you, and then as soon as you get elected, then you just, you know, go about who you are. And can you imagine what would happen if she were reelected without any worry of having to run again? Oof. Sort of like Donald Trump. Said when he was in Fargo, North Dakota. You remember what he said? He said, folks, you know, she may vote for us on this the Supreme Court nomination. She may. You know, he first said she won't, and then he said she may. But, you know, after the election, no way, no how. Will not happen. Which, speaking of which, we're not getting exactly a scheduled meeting even. I mean, just a sit-down between Senator Heitkamp and Brett Kavanaugh. There's a name you haven't heard for a while. What's going on there? What's happening there? Well, the Democrats are working their magic. Chuckie Schumer is telling everybody, keep your powder dry, don't do anything. Two Democrats, Joe Manchin, I think was today, who was the other, Joe Donnelly maybe, agreed to meetings because they're, you know, obviously in a tough political battle. And she has not yet agreed to do that. So just remember that. Just keep that in mind, because that's the bipartisan work across the aisle promise going right out the window. South Dakota producer weighs in. John says, after $9 corn and $15 beans, anyone who still has to borrow money to fund their operation wasn't smart with their money. Plenty of guys operating on cash here. It's not just about how good of a farmer you are. It's how good of a businessman you are. My dad went to college not for agriculture but for economics. Changed our family tree forever. Well, good idea, because I think that's the difference between a quote-unquote family farm, you know, which there are very few anymore because it is such a big business. It's risk. I mean, every one of them get my admiration, but I hear what you're saying. And you know, there are healthier operations more than you know, some are more healthy than others, what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Scott, yes, you did play that Heidi clip. Where are all the Hillary supporters of today? I don't know where the Hillary supporters are. I don't know where the Obama supporters are. I don't know. You just heard from a couple, but that's from the left. I don't know. I play this only so you can understand, folks, the level of deceit and, you know, games being played in the campaign, people claiming to be things they are not. You need to know this. You need to hear it firsthand. You just really do. We're less than 100 days to a very important election. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Apache, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. And, of course, the Apache sprayers are quite the brand. They're a fun one to talk about because they're sort of the gold standard, high resale value. They're in the field when the neighbors aren't, you know. And great support. I mean, tips and parts and service and full line of new and used spray application, precision farming equipment. When you spray as much as you do, you want support from the folks that know the game, and they know the game like no other at High Plains Apache. They set the standard. And if you'd like to work for this leading sprayer company, High Plains Apache, they're looking for a field service tech to join their team at the Mandan location. Family-friendly workplace, great pay, team environment, great benefits. Email a cover letter and resume to jobs at highplainsapache.com and join the team. And stop and see them in Mandan or in Frontier, which is south of Fargo across from the Walmart. I-29 South, exit 60, online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. Fred in Wayne wants to talk agriculture today. I'm always up for that, Fred. What's on your mind?
Yes, Scott. I hope you can hear me. I'm out in the field here.
All the better.
They talk about a $12 billion ag subsidy bill that's supposed to be going through or something. I never did hear the whole story. I heard Hogan talk about it the other day. Now I see all the agricultural people who are in the swamp of agriculture. They're all trying to get a hold of that money. And you know, when we do $12 billion, it always gets said, this goes to the farmers, this goes to the farmers, this goes to the farmers. It ends up like the Dalrymple package, and it goes to all the infrastructure and to all the people who are working for the government, and then the farmers get blamed for it, or the taxpayers get blamed for it. Nobody gets anything out of it. I even heard the land-grant university say the best place we could put that $12 billion that's supposed to be going to farmers is to put it into the land-grant colleges. Now, aren't they the ones that kind of orchestrated NAFTA? Aren't they the ones that kind of orchestrated our trade deals? And, you know, Trump never, ever talked about trying to change the prices of grain. He wanted to change the price of iron, aluminum, that kind of stuff. And the other countries came back after us with a reciprocal trade deal. And, boy, this stuff gets convoluted, doesn't it, when it gets into this?
Yeah, no question about it. You raise a good point. Those, falls came from the tariffs they put on. Obviously, if you don't like Donald Trump, who's trying to fix it, and this is what I can't, people who've complained about, we need fair trade, this isn't fair trade. Here's a guy that actually is doing something about it, and the second he tries, and there's the, understandable bump from a negotiation, they cut and run. I mean, is this the people you want negotiating for you? By the way, while they're cutting and running, it makes it that much more difficult to get a good deal, right? Because they're going to wait to do a deal because they see the noise ratcheting up. So I agree with you on the $12 billion too. I mean, when you hear Democrats talking about, oh, that's handouts for farmers, we don't have handouts. Well, you live on handouts. You've been trying to attract more votes by getting handouts forever. This one's specifically for farmers, to shield them from all this repercussions of trade disputes between the U.S. and China and the EU and everything else. And now you're against it. It's just politics. That's what I want folks to understand. Pure, 100% selfish, all about me. I got to get votes for me. Politics. That's what it is.
I have an answer that might work really good. If we could convince the politicians, the ones that are going to write this money out and give it to farmers, that we're going to get blamed. Us farmers are going to get blamed by that, like that guy from South Dakota. Everybody, we got beautiful tractors. I'd like to see him try to make it on what we try to make it on sometime. But anyway, if we're going to get blamed for the $12 billion, give it right to the farmers themselves. And this is the way you can do it. Put the loan price up. You know, if I take a loan out of government loans, which have been around for years, I take a loan on my wheat, take a loan on my corn, I can only get $2.98. The government won't go any higher than that because they might get stuck with it if the price goes down. So let's just give the farmers $5 a bushel for wheat, $4 a bushel for corn, and they can put it in the bin and play a marketing loan with it. That would give us extra time to let Trump do his work. And the money comes right to us. And guess what? When we sell the wheat, we pay it back.
I don't know that we have a lot of details on this yet. I'm actually trying to book Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture about this, but my understanding is the government would use the Commodity Credit Corporation, which was been around since the Great Depression, and the idea is compensate farmers for the losses due to the trade wars.
Well, so, that's a way of making it sound like we're getting a loan, but the Commodity Credit Corporation is where you get the loans, and you borrow it against the wheat. When you talk to Mr. Perdue, and I just appreciate these people that you get to talk to, Scott, to tell them about the grain loan. Let's just get the grain loans up for 1 year. You give the farmers the money on a loan, they store it for the government free, they bring it in and sell it when the price goes up, when Trump gets his work done. That's simple.
Yeah, and we'll talk with Congressman Cramer about that on Wednesday a little bit when he's here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. You know, because I know that he's been pounded awake to get details out there and have people know exactly what's going on. And I also understand the aid is in addition to assistance programs that are already there, subsidized insurance, the loans, the disaster relief, you know, trade promotion, all of that. So, and, you know, that's, you know, fairly common, I guess, right? $19 billion worth in 2017. So.
Yeah, some of those farm programs are so complicated. You know, I deal with it every year, and I can't even understand them. The grain loan's been around for years. It's a simple way to do it.
Yeah, three different programs on the $12 billion. Direct payments to farmers, soybeans, sorghum, corn, wheat, cotton, dairy, and hogs. The other bucket is purchases of food, including fruits, nuts, rice, beef, pork, and milk for distribution to food banks and nutrition programs. A trade promotion program to develop new markets. That's kind of the longer-term thing. So the one I think you're talking about is the direct payments to farmers of soybeans. It doesn't talk about loans here. So, again, they can make loans because that's what the CCC is for. But
but the loan rate on wheat right now is only $2.98. So nobody's putting it on loan and then marketing it later. It's called a marketing loan. You take a loan on your grain. If you hold it for 9 months, you market it. That would be the most simple way, and the money is just being given to the farmers temporarily. They'll pay interest on it, and then when they sell their grain, they pay it back when the price goes up.
I'm glad you called, Fred. Let's stay in touch trying to figure out all these details as they get rolled out.
You betcha. Thank you a lot.
Thank you. Stay honest if you don't have the answers you want. Texter says, Heidi. I'm not Heidi, but I'll relay this. Maybe she's listening. Heidi, first you say you do, and then you don't. Then you say you will, and then you won't. Well, what are you going to do? Hide behind Chucky? Dexter says, I just realized November is when I'm taking my vacation. I'll be gone the 12th through the 19th. Will I still be able to vote, or do I need to get an absentee ballot? How does that work? Well, there's early voting. I don't remember when that starts. You probably get early voting, but otherwise an absentee ballot works as well. I've done that before when I was going to be on the road, so it's pretty easy. Not too bad. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Prong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Prong explain some common pitfalls investors make and, more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six people dead, seven people now listed as missing in the Redding area of Northern California as the huge car fire continues to burn. This woman saying not only did her home burn, but so did everyone else's she knows.
It was all of our family, all of our friends, all of our children's friends, and it's a big It's a big loss.
The fire continuing to grow, now over 95,000 acres. It's only 17%, and it's destroyed over 800 buildings. The suspect charged in the mass shooting at the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland last month will not be in court today as scheduled. For some reason, the initial appearance of Jared Ramos has been taken off the docket. Last month, the grand jury indicted Ramos on 23 charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In part by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council. They help bring us a safety training spotlight that we all can find out different training opportunities to be safe, save lives. Along with Workforce Safety Insurance, North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, bring you the safety training spotlight. And workplace safety training and the HAZWOPER program is something I want to tell you about today. Get up to date for your first responders, up to date training. If you have employees that may witness a hazardous material incident or responsible for reporting it, they need this training. That could be law enforcement. That could be people that are just security at the facility. Any other employee that might witness and need to report an incident. You want to be OSHA compliant. That's what NDSC helps you do. They have a 3-hour HAZWOPER First Responder Awareness Course. So you can meet those regulations from OSHA, providing a sufficient training in the core areas outlined by OSHA. Now, what's next? Minot, August 2nd. It'll be here before you know it, later this week. That's right. Fargo, August 7th. Minot, August 2nd. Fargo, August 7th. To register, go to ndsc.org. Click the training icon, ndsc.org. Terry Weaver is the traffic safety manager for the North Dakota Safety Council, and we're going to talk about it. Good news. I like good news every now and then. And there's an eight-year low for motor vehicle fatalities. Crashes are down in the first 6 months of this year. That's good. Terry, how are you doing?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
What did you think when you heard this news?
It's exciting because, you know, we've been trending upward, and to see a reduction in fatalities is really what my job is and what the North Dakota Safety Council focuses on. So that was great news for us.
39 motor vehicle fatalities in North Dakota in the first half of 2018, and that sounds like a lot, but it was 54 in the same period in 2017. So and the last time that the fatalities were this low in the first half of the year was in 2010, so you got to go back a ways. And at that point, there were only 39. So what is the single biggest contributing factor to a fatality? Why do they happen? What do we do that makes us more vulnerable to a fatality in a crash, Terry?
You know, you've got seatbelts and or lack of seatbelts and speed. Speed kills, and if you don't have a seatbelt on, whether you're speeding or not, and you get into a crash or a collision, those injuries are going to be a lot worse if you don't have that seatbelt on.
So when you talk about speed, are you talking mainly on the interstate?
It doesn't matter. Wherever you're speeding, if you're over the posted speed limit, then you're taking more risks than you should and more likely that something's going to happen. Those speed limits are there for, you know, a safety factor.
And then, of course, you mentioned seatbelts, which to me seems so very basic anymore. I just, you know, I can't think of anybody that I've been in a vehicle with any kind of recent memory at all that doesn't buckle up. Todd, do you know people that get in the car with you that don't buckle up? It's almost
not so much anymore.
Second nature now. Yeah.
I think everybody just kind of does it now.
Yeah, and I sometimes I'd run to the store and I would not, you know, if I'm just going across the street or something. And but I quickly learned from them.
And yet, don't most accidents happen within a short distance of home, whatever that figure is? I guess I'm not positive, but
yeah. I remember that joke actually about, hey, I got an accident, but I wasn't anywhere near home. Isn't that weird? Because I thought they might. I said, what about the deer? You hit a deer. The deer was close to home. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. This is a problem for us, Terry. But no, I don't. But so yet, percentage-wise, I'm guessing there's way more than you'd like not wearing seatbelts still. Am I right?
Oh, there's – I haven't looked at the statistics lately, but it's up around that 80%. So you've got 20% of people not wearing a seatbelt, but yet I think it's – I don't have that number in front of me. 55% of the people that are killed are not wearing a seatbelt, so that number's overrepresented.
Yeah, that ought to be a little sticker. I'm not big on warning stickers because there's so many of them you don't pay attention to, but that'd be a good one. You know, come up on your dashboard as you're lighting up. That stat right there. 20% of people don't wear seatbelts, and 55% of them. When those crashes end up as fatalities, you know. So does that number change all the time? Are you getting improvement in that?
I think there's been a little bit of improvement over the last 8 years. I think more people are buckling up, and the more that we can make people aware of those statistics and the risks behind not wearing a seatbelt, the better off we'll be. That's one of we're a partner with the Department of Transportation, the Department of Health, and the North Dakota Highway Patrol. They're lead agencies on an initiative called Vision Zero, and it's about making people aware of being safe in a car, buckling up every time, making the right choices to be sober, and preparing your teens to drive. So we're trying to get that message out there that if you do all those things, keep your speeds where they should be and keep buckled up, that number is going to keep coming down. And some people believe that a goal of zero deaths is unattainable, but when it comes to your life or your lives of your family and friends, what other number is acceptable? So we're aiming for zero fatalities because every life does matter, but you have to do these things to make sure that you or your friends or your family or your co-workers survive a crash.
Now, I'm a big fan of Vision Zero. I think it's fantastic. As you say, just think about it from your family. Okay, your whole family's there, and should we go for zero fatalities, or should we say, hey, you know, stuff happens and, you know, could. Of course not. You never think of it that way with your family. You always want zero and want to do everything in their power to keep it there. But a strategy to eliminate motor vehicle crash fatalities and serious injuries on North Dakota roads, while it may never happen, at least with today's technology and how things operate, you know, why not shoot for it? Why not try? Why not push, you know? So I think it makes a lot of sense. And also the thing that I think, like on moving your stat on seatbelts, could actually, help a little bit. Just, you know, when people actually spend a little time thinking about it and doing it. Your job is for us to be safe on the road. And obviously the North Dakota Safety Council works with all kinds of their members to help their employees be safe. That's what they do. They save lives every day. And if you're in a class and you're teaching traffic safety, Terry, how do you break through on the seatbelt thing? How do you just, you know, get beyond people just doing what they do?
You know, you could just, all you can do is educate them about the statistics, and statistics don't lie. So if those numbers are overrepresented with people that aren't wearing their seatbelts are the ones that are dying in the majority of those crashes. And you got to connect those dots. If I wear my seatbelt, I'm more likely to survive a crash if I am one. So you know, we just talk about those statistics, and we have a lot of law enforcement and highway patrol officers that teach these classes, and they talk about their personal experiences on the road and the crashes that they come upon and what they see. And, you know, just all we can do is educate people and share the information that we have so that they can come to that conclusion on their own to make good decisions for themselves. All these crashes are preventable. Every alcohol and drug-related crash is 100% preventable. And if you put your seatbelt on and you keep your speeds down, you're going to prevent a lot of those crashes and those fatalities in our state.
We can never tackle this topic on the air without a text similar to the one I just received here that says, I know someone who would be dead if they had been belted. And you certainly hear that from time to time, and I have no doubt there are circumstances where, you know, that can happen, you know. What do you say to people who cite that as a reason to be a little more lenient on whether or not people ought to buckle up?
I think if you look at the statistics and an individual stays in the car, it's not 100%, but if you buckle up, your percentages of surviving a car crash is far better than if you're not. Not to say that that's never going to happen, because I'm sure that there are some instances where it do, but the statistics, if you look at them, percentages-wise, those don't lie.
So it's just not a reason. While maybe true on occasion, and statistically it does happen, the opposite for buckling up is also true as far as surviving a crash.
I agree.
Vision Zero, zero fatalities, zero excuses, first 6 months of the year, lowest motor vehicle fatalities since 2010. And we're talking to Terry Weaver, who's the traffic safety manager at the North Dakota Safety Council. If you have a question or comment, we have a couple minutes left with Terry. Feel free to call us at 258-0550, 258-0550, or 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind Today, and talk a little bit about this. I see from the Department of Transportation's release on this that they have a North Dakota crash memorial, a whole wall. Tell me a little bit about this.
The crash memorial, you can go to their website, and if you have a personal story to share about a loved one that has died as a result of a vehicle crash, you can post information about that crash and make people aware of if people are dying on our roads, and that needs to stop. And so you can go and you can see personal stories from family members, or you can post personal messages that you have about a loved one that has died. So it's just making people aware that there's a lot of people that have died, and it has to stop. We have to reduce those fatalities and get to Vision Zero.
Great idea. Really is. Just anything you can do to have people think a minute. You know, that car that makes the rounds from the family that was murdered by a drunk driver. And you see that mangled car, and you think, oh, my gosh, I mean, what can happen there? It just, you know, why wouldn't you do everything to be more safe? Do you feel, I'm going to go to this caller here because we're going to be coming against the break, and I want to get his question in here before we go to the break. So I'm going to save my question. It's John on the road for Terry. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was wondering if they still had those little Velcro straps to put on your seatbelt. To make it more comfortable, they used to give them away. And they are a nice little thing.
The North Dakota Safety Council doesn't have them. I'm not sure if where they're at. Are they the ones that go around the seatbelt and they're kind of cushioned?
Well, they're not really cushioned. It's just a little black strap that went around the seatbelt, and you guys used to give them away.
I've been there 11 years, and I haven't seen anything like that. So it must have been before I was there.
Must have been. The other comment I like to make, I've never seen you guys, or maybe you did, and I was just wondering in the past when they've tried to increase penalties.
John, just one sec. Hang on. We're going to finish on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll let you answer
right.
the question in a moment. Hang on.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorsen story, buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success, you'll love it.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Todd and I are going to check out New Salem Sioux on Friday. We're going to hang out with New Salem Sioux there at Rude's Truck Stop, right, Todd?
Mm-hmm.
Should be good. Should you be good bet. Fun. Yeah, exactly right. So your Friday travel plan should include a stop, and we'll look forward to seeing you for sure. Should be a blast. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary, and right now would be a great time to say, you know what, maybe I should get an advanced degree, because that is the key to rising in your profession if you're a nurse. All the national nursing organizations calling for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020, and the classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options, and guess what? The Master's of Science in Nursing degree at the University of Mary is $15,000, a remarkable value. And some can run as much as $8,000 higher. Find out more at umary.edu/MSN today to apply. More of our conversation with the North Dakota Safety Council's Terry Weaver, Traffic Safety Manager. John had another question for Terry. We got some text here as well.
I was just wondering if they ever get on the bandwagon, so to speak, in the past, or would in the future to get the penalties for speeding increase if there's such a problem, because they're a joke. And I've talked to Highway Patrol, and they say they get laughed at by people wondering why they bothered to stop them for such a small deal. I mean, we could triple the fines that we got in this state and still be the cheapest state around. And I'm told the schools get the money from this thing, and they can't tell me they don't need it. So just a comment. I thought you might want to comment on it if she wants to, but... I drive from Carrington to Jamestown. If I'm not going at least 70 or better on that highway, I got a line of cars behind me and all wanting to pass, and then they pass me in a no-passing zone, so it even adds to the danger. So, isn't there with the situation that we've got now.
And remind me what 52 is. Is it 65?
65.
Yeah, so... 70 isn't too terrible, but...
I'm going to go at least that if I don't, or end up with a line of cars wanting to pass me, and half the time it's a rolling prairie down there, especially down by Pingree, and then I end up getting passed by somebody in a no-passing zone because of it, which is even more dangerous. So there's your choices.
Yeah, thanks for the
call. Then they cut the budget for the highway patrol, and they're short of patrolmen now from what they used to be because of the budget situation. And you see even less of them on the road doing their job. So there you go. But that's what I've seen anyway, and I just thought I'd mention it. Maybe you can buttonhole the captain when he's on there talking, too. People get people after the legislature. I think there's too many of them that there, but for the grace of God, go I might get picked up speeding so I don't vote for making the penalties worse.
John,
just my comment.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your call. And we had Terry's answer here, and we do have Trooper Talk regularly, so... We'll ask next time they're on as well. So, is the North Dakota Safety Council or, you know, from your standpoint, do you advocate specifically on speeds, on where they ought to be on the roads? Because you mentioned earlier, obviously, speed is a big problem. What's your thoughts on that, Terry?
Typically, when we get involved with a coalition that is supporting law changes, we will be involved with the graduated driver's license groups that are advocating for harsher penalties or more restrictions for teens. We've also sat on the Primary Seatbelt Coalition to advocate for a primary seatbelt law in North Dakota, typically with fines, though it is something that we would agree with. That's not something that we would utilize our time to advocate for because of primary seatbelt would be more important to us, just dividing our time out. And that's something that we're passionate about, and we train. We're a training facility and educating. So we would push more towards those type of law changes, such as primary seatbelts and stricter rules for teens in a vehicle. So we've never been involved with higher fines, though we believe that if you implemented higher fines, people would adhere to that, because in Minnesota you hear – people talking when they hit the Minnesota state line, they know what those fees are and they automatically adhere to the speed limits. And it's a joke what it is in North Dakota, where it's a $10 fine and no points and it's a cup of coffee to some people. So it's not really a deterrent.
And that is an issue with the legislature. They set those so that you can't take that up with the highway patrol. Call on a text I want to get in here in a minute we have remaining. Why no helmets for motorcycles, but a law demanding you wear a seatbelt, and our law enforcement just love handing out a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt? I guess it's another question for the legislature, but would you like to see a helmet law too, Terry?
I would. Safety is what we do, and that would certainly reduce injuries and fatalities in our state, so I personally would support it.
Kevin in Bismarck, question for Terry. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, why hasn't anybody mentioned anything about texting? It's become a terrible in Bismarck. I was run off the interstate into the medium by a texter, and it didn't seem to bother him, because at the next stoplight, when he turned off, he started texting again and held up traffic.
Big problem, Terry?
Big and big.
Yeah, everywhere?
Absolutely. And in all of our classes, we offer the basic 4-hour defensive driving course and Alive at 25. And attitudinal dynamics of driving, all those courses are approved for insurance discount and point reduction. But in every one of those classes, that piece of information right there is driven home with people about it's worse than drinking impaired or driving impaired. So wow, it's a huge issue.
Terry Weaver, Traffic Safety Manager, North Dakota Safety Council. Great conversation today. Hopefully we saved some lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to chat with you. Appreciate it very much. By the way, a little breaking news here at the end of the program. Rand Paul, Senator from Kentucky, says he will support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. That's big news. God bless you, folks.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you get to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides? That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. ACE promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.